Hello and welcome to the HTXT AfriCast. Today's AfriCast is brought to you by HTXT's Gear of the Year Research in association with Axis Work Group, your distributor of choice for premium brands including Cisco, HP and Logitech. Log on to htxt.africa today and click on the Gear of the Year link. Your entry could win you 30,000 Rand in tech prizes that include a gaming laptop and an ultra widescreen monitor. Entries close on the 20th of December and the results will be announced on HTXT at Tech Made Easy in January. So
win
stuff. Yeah,
lots of cool stuff.
You've got you've got 1 week to do it. And then
to do it,
gone forever. So today's AfriCast. I'm joined online by Brendan Lotz.
Good afternoon.
And we have a new addition today to the AfriCast. A man I've never met in person. That's Sahil Lala.
Hi everyone.
Right.
As a bit of, I want to say warning to the listeners, we're really sorry about the quality of this podcast, but the gremlins got into the podcast that we had originally recorded for today, and we've now had to make another plan. So we've downloaded various apps, and I've done some magic to try and get this to work. So if it does sound a bit different, we apologize, but we had to make a plan after the gremlins got hold of our originally recorded podcast.
Yes, so if... Brendan or I or Sahil sound like we're being swallowed by a virtual tin can, that would be the reason. So, today, Wednesday, 14th of December 2016, sees the SABC inquiry now on its third day. Who's been watching it?
I've been watching a little bit of it on and off. Obviously yesterday we couldn't watch because we were in meetings and such, but from what I watched on Monday, it was pretty damning, I won't lie. Were you watching it, Nick?
I've been watching it's riveting stuff. I actually watch after work's finished, just because my connection sometimes, I have to pause in the middle of the live broadcast in order to do some work, and then I can unpause it and it'll just give you the feed afterwards. It's been pretty damning. I don't know if you've known this, but this broke today. One of the journalists who testified on Monday has received a threat.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
What does the threat entail?
It's a text message from the sounds of things. Hang on a second, I'll just dig it up because it was on the independent media today. Essentially, it said the journalist, by the way, has not been named by the paper. Although through my contact network on Facebook, I do know which one it was, but I'm not going to tell you which one it was because quite frankly, you know, it's information that no one really needs to know. Basically it accused this journalist of protecting their white overlords in parliament who started all of this. And the quote was, "We don't kill blacks, but sit back and watch the blood flow."
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty intense.
And to think, you know, at one point we were joking around about giving Claudia Motsoning our inaugural HTXT Person of the Year. But now, and I'm not accusing Claudia of anything.
Absolutely.
He's completely unaware of this. But, like, this story has just gotten too dark now to laugh at.
Completely. I remember listening to Sipho Masingo's testimony during the inquiry that he was testifying at, correct?
Yeah.
I just remember watching his inquiry and thinking, this guy has been waiting his whole life to bring this information to light. But more than that, the information that he was sharing was just, it was shocking.
You can say he's at least been waiting for 2 years, because he was a chief technology officer of the SABC until 2 years ago. But some of the stuff he was saying was amazing, like how TNA essentially wanted the SABC to staff and house a newsroom which would be controlled by TNA, and TNA would take all of the advertising revenue.
Oh, that seems
totally
not
dodgy at all.
Sorry, one at a time. What'd you say, Salil?
That's not dodgy at all.
Salil, I want you to write a bunch
Sahil,
of reviews.
Nick.
Huh?
Sahil.
Sahil.
Yes.
I am saying Sahil. This is bad broadcasting. Sahil, we at XTXT want you to start writing reviews for various publications, sourcing your own games, and giving us the money that you make for these reviews. Brendan will be presenting you with a 3-page contract on Monday.
Because that's what it was, wasn't it? That proposal spanned three pages.
Yeah. And I remember earlier in the broadcast, Sipo Masingabe said, I've been involved in broadcasting for quite some time. When we put the broadcast position in place, 5-6 years ago, the document that we had to comb through was like at least 25 pages.
Yeah.
So like, the fact that you get a 3-page contract that hands over control of a newsroom and advertising revenue to a second party is kind of like, yeah, that looks totally legit there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what else did he say? Yeah.
Something that's really concerning me is all this information coming to light now. Like, how much don't we know? I mean, like, a lot of stuff has been now brought to the fore, but how much more stuff is going on at the SABC that we just don't know about because people are either A, too terrified to speak up, or B, too terrified to speak up?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to be quite frank, a lot of the stuff that's come out, there's stories of bullying, there's stories of intimidation. A lot of these stories, by the way, start with the ominous proclamation, I was summoned to the 27th floor. You know, that's what a lot of these journalists have in common. Is that, like, whenever they are recounting an incident where, you know, it's pretty harrowing stuff, that recollection always starts with, and then I went to the 27th floor. Which I after watching these the inquiry, the 27th floor to me has kind of become like room 101 from 1984. But over the last 3 days we've heard talks about people being physically assaulted in the foyer. One executive saying to a journalist, "It's cold out there. Are you going to leave by the window or by the door?" Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We've heard about how portions of the SABC's budget was used to fund business breakfasts at ANN7, which, when you consider the fact that under Claudia Motzening's auspices, that show of the editors where they basically read out the headlines from newspapers, and they got the editors in to talk about them. He cancelled that. He had it cancelled because he said, "Why are we giving airtime to one of our competition?" Like, so, in light of the inquiry, it's like, "Well, why are you giving money to your competition?" I mean, technically speaking, a newspaper is not really in competition with a TV news broadcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But a TV news broadcast is in competition with a TV news broadcast. So, yeah.
And then while this was all going on, I mean, the Western Cape court found that Claudia Motsweneng's appointment as GE of corporate affairs was not legal. Or am I reading that wrong?
No. I think the legal term for it is bollocks. essentially, they basically said he's not allowed to hold a position at the SABC, which I think also means he's not fired, but he's not allowed to pitch up to work. And his lawyers basically told him, "Don't go to work this week."
That's a really weird juxtaposition to be in. You're not fired, but don't come into work.
But don't come to work.
Can I do any work? No. But am I fired? No.
Okay, so I can come into work.
What am I then?
Yeah, that's really
weird.
What
am I? Descartes' theorem? I think therefore I am. and of course, along with a lot of the quite harrowing revelations at the SABC was the, it wouldn't have been the SABC if there wasn't one story about Cloudy behaving in such a way as to make your eyebrows shoot off your forehead. and your jaw hit the floor. I remember one of the people giving a statement said that Claudio Mozzanin once came into the SABC newsroom flanked by two bodyguards wearing a pastor's hat and read out his memos. So, you know. But like I said, you know, but this is the thing though, we've had a good laugh. Not so much at the expense, but just in sort of shock of like Claudio this year, because you know, I mean I can't think of anybody in this country. And I can't think of anybody who doesn't occupy a position in a police state that, you know, takes a unilateral decision, has a song commissioned about it that has to be sung on radio thanking him for that decision, then has a video and another version of that song with a poet in it thanking him again for that unilateral decision, then throws himself a concert thanking himself for his unilateral decision, promotes 90% local content, and then gets brought up by artists saying he haven't been paid for any of our music. People backed out of the concert because they weren't being paid, compared himself to Jesus, and then said he does miracles wherever he goes. I mean,
yeah,
that is a first. Is that a first?
I think it's that's a first. I don't think of that anybody that did something like that. I can't, off the top of my head. I don't even, like, I hate to use this name, but I don't even think Hitler did that.
No, let's leave Hitler out of it. Let's go, like, I don't think Pol Pot did that. I think loads of people.
Yeah, I think he's just...
Sahil, have you ever done that?
Nope. Have you?
Yeah, I do it all the time. you'll find out the longer you work at HTXT, there's a sign above the door that says... Nick has the words. Nick has all the best words.
Everybody knows this. Notice
for future reference.
Everyone knows this. That was a trick question, so hell, you're fired. Anyway, so now, like, it's still carrying on, and I don't know about you, but it's kind of like, for me, you know, I would compare it to playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate. You're not really enjoying yourself, but you kind of really want to know how everything turns out and collect everything.
What are you collecting? Statements from ex-SABC journos?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like I just told you, someone got threatened with being thrown through a window.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. If we're being honest, that is pretty bad. That ranks up right. That ranks up there with the terrible things that can happen at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think it gets any worse than that.
I don't know. Have you ever worked for Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, I suppose. Or Alex Jones. Could work for Alex Jones.
Yeah. He has no idea who the hell you're talking about.
Who?
Sahil. Well, do you know who Alex Jones is?
No.
Okay, good. Keep it that way. You're better off.
Okay.
You're better off not knowing.
We're gonna do you the biggest favor in your whole life and just say, Alex, who? We didn't say anything. And you do know, of course, like when we leave, Sahil's like, who the Alex Jones? I'm gonna Google this guy.
I am gonna Google that.
Don't do it.
Don't go to the dark side. So
it's like a really cruddy horror film. Oh, what an interesting search.
So, Nick, one of the things I want to ask you is, do we think that this commission or this inquiry is going to be done before Christmas?
No idea. I have no idea how many more are going. I do know they're being rigorously kind of moderated. You know, you got 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes. So I have no idea. It could run and run and run. I'm less interested in how long the whole thing is going to take as I am, like, how... What exactly is going to happen next, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And to be quite frank, I kind of want to wrap this part of the podcast up, not because it's not fun talking about it, but this afternoon, Brendan.
Yes.
Sahil, we have the showstopper. Faith Matumbi will be in the house.
What time is she? Is she starting it up?
2:00.
Okay, so we need to wrap this up very quickly.
So soon.
Yeah. Very, very
Faith,
soon.
Sorry, what? So, yeah, Faith, I'm just wondering if she's going to do like Maguve did yesterday, where he just basically claimed not to know anything. That was his answer. What happened here? I'm not sure. What happened there? I don't have the facts. the only thing he said with any clarity was that Claudio Mazzanin's doing a sterling job, and I'm wondering what his definition of the word sterling is. Anyway, let's move on to more important and less depressing things, because Brendan,
yes,
there was a massive patch that came down in Dota.
Yes.
And now I get to feel like Sahil, because I've never played Dota, so now I'm going to be pushed to the side while you guys have a chat.
Cool. So okay.
That's fine with me.
So
thanks a bunch.
So at the weekend,
you don't know what you're missing out on. It's like such a good game.
So at the weekend, Valve announced that patch 7.00 was coming down for Dota 2. Which is very exciting because the patch itself brings a whole bunch of new changes to the game, which are really, really interesting. So rather than just balancing heroes or balancing items and changing the terrain a little bit, they basically took a white marker over everything that you know about Dota and just covered it, and they started from scratch. Well, not exactly scratch, but you get what I mean. Everything is different. So one of my personal favorite things that I'm really excited to try out is the talent trees, which at levels 10, 15, 20, and 25, you get to add something extra to your hero. So be that extra damage or better or more spell damage or spell immunity or whatever it may be. Every hero is different. You get to add these new little things, which I'm quite excited about because, like, I know at certain levels the game starts to feel kind of stale and you want to push that forward. So I'm really excited to try that out. And then also we got a new hero, which is awesome because it's the first new hero since the days where Dota 2 was a Warcraft mod and was just Dota, Defense of the Ancients. So that's really exciting. Are you excited about that, Sahil? Have you had a chance to play the updates since it went out?
I have, actually. I played my first match yesterday, and the changes to the game are actually super massive.
Really?
The old stale meta that was, like, you know, the go-to, like, you follow a set part, skip up the way, things like that, that has completely gone out the window now. The game is absolutely crazy.
Because I've managed...
Have you played a match yet?
No, the download literally finished at about 11:30 last night. So...
Okay.
I had left it to download. It was a terrible story. But anyway, so I haven't had a chance to fire it up just yet. But I am really excited. Like, how does that the pre-game thing work? Is it any good? Like, getting to take your buying options more carefully?
Okay, the entire pre-game section is completely different now. It's a lot more strategic because previously you'd be like stuck on the loading screen or like staring at your hero portrait for 30 seconds while everyone picks their heroes.
Yeah.
Now it's like there's an item selection screen and you can pre-purchase your items. So before you even load in, you can already like select which starting items you want.
Oh, that's
that makes
awesome.
A big difference to the game. Yeah.
Because, like, one of the things...
So that's one massive change already, like, to the early game.
Because, for me, that was always the worst part of loading up a Dota game, was picking your hero and then you sit there and wait for everybody to pick and wait for everybody to last pick because you don't want the other team to know your strats because everybody cares about your strat in pubs.
Mm. So it's a lot more strategic now. So
yeah.
You can actually do something while people are picking heroes.
And, yeah, that one of... on that, like having to do a mad rush and hope that somebody is going to, and having to like, oh, who's buying the courier, who's buying wards, who's buying tangos, who's doing all of this, like I feel like that's going to make it a lot easier to get into the game rather than mad dash. You have 30 seconds to buy your items and then get to the top or bottom ruin,
run to the lane.
Yeah. And as a new player, it's really trying to explain that to somebody is really difficult. And I think that little bit in the beginning that you get to buy items and kind of strategize where you're going to put wards, who's going into what lane, what you think, what heroes are you from the other team you think are going to be.
Oh, yes, that's also another change. You can now like show on the map before the game starts where you're going to place a ward. You can also predict the enemy lane movements and like place an enemy hero portrait like in this specific lane or in that specific jungle.
See,
so there's a lot more strategy to the pre-game.
I really like that because a lot of people kind of go, oh, Dragon Knights is going to be in middle. And you're like, no, I don't think this game is going to be in the middle.
Mm, exactly.
And it kind of gives you more... I feel like it's going to force people to work as a team now rather than everybody sitting behind their mics or behind their keyboards just raging at every given opportunity.
Well, hang on a second. Let me just jump in here. You're telling me that you could play Dota and not work as a team?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
What? Yes.
This is
you could basically go like 1v9.
Excuse me. I thought that, you know, oh, well, then again, I suppose Heroes of the Storm is standing on the shoulders of giants. I mean, they just basically took what works about everything in MOBAs and made a very, very good MOBA. But, like, I mean, the only MOBA I've played, traditional MOBA, I'd say, I don't really count Overwatch as a MOBA, even though it kind of is, or Team Fortress. But the only MOBA I play with any regularity is Heroes of the Storm. And if you don't work as a team, you will lose, you will lose huge.
The same goes for Dota.
It's a similar concept in Dota. If you don't work as a team, you are going to lose. So,
But you will always get the one guy who's like picks Pudge, solo, middle feed, and then feeds. You are meant to play as a team, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So as part of the skill in Dota, then, learning out how to deal with that one errant child... Okay, is it five-a-side?
Yeah, five-a-side.
So if it's five-a-side in Dota, it's essentially like four people who know what they're doing, and then all of them realize, oh, we're playing with the gaming equivalent of a toddler. All right, just let him do his thing down the middle, and like, you know, we'll just compensate for that, and maybe we'll win.
Well, yeah, you, I don't necessarily want to say that that's how it always plays out, but it does play out like that very often. Like you do.
No, I mean, and I'm assuming a lot of abuse gets hurled into that player's way, like freaking noob.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
But I don't know. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that there's like, especially in this on the South African server for Dota, there's a lot less toxicity. Maybe I'm just not at a high enough rank or whatever. But like, I find people are a lot friendlier than on somewhere like EU West server, which I've found is extremely toxic most of the time.
Oh no! I think that that's a rule of thumb. I mean, I've played Heroes of the Storm on the EU server, and like you put one step wrong, or you find yourself, you know, the last person surviving on a rush towards one gate, and you find yourself going, "Okay, I can actually nail this gate because there's nobody here," and blah blah blah, and you forget to check the other side of the map, and you find that like. Your colleagues need you, your teammates need you.
Yeah.
If you're not down there in like 10 seconds flat, you're getting swear words into the chat channel that would that would make, you know, I don't know, Andrew Dice Clay go, hang on a bit, dude, you just need to calm down, okay?
Luckily in Dota, you can just mute your teammates if they start raging, so there's also like a plus side to that.
Well, no, but the thing is, I've played Heroes of the Storm on let's say local servers, local region as well, and like, you don't get that. You get people who say, you know, if you want to win, you should come up here, really. And that could contain a kernel of sarcasm, which is, hey, you want to win? Yeah, come up here. You know, but like, there's none of this like, I hope your dog's face gets raped or something like that, which is actually something. It's actually something that someone typed at me. I was like, I don't have a dog. He said, I was referring to your girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend.
You need to play better games, Nick. Really, that's harsh.
You know, it's one of those things. You know, there are certain games that attract very, shall we say, competitive players who don't want to play with noobs. And if you play those games, then I would recommend playing a single player shortly afterwards, or perhaps a nice multiplayer game like Left 4 Dead. Which seems to be very, very friendly. So you can kind of like have a palate cleanser.
Okay. Well,
a palate cleanse by killing zombies.
Killing zombies with nice people.
With nice
people?
Okay,
fair enough.
There's nice people on the internet? What is this new world you're telling me about?
Well, that's the thing, is that like, once again, a Valve game. Like, if you don't work together, you're going to die.
Yeah.
That tends to cut through the list of assholes who are going to join your lobby. What, you mean I got to work with these people? I can't just run around hoovering up all the health and ammo? No, you're going to have to share it. Remember that? Sharing? Fine, so, don't share it. Let's all die together.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing in Left 4 Dead, sharing is surviving.
Sahil, in your first game last night in the new patch, yes. Did somebody play Monkey King?
Yes, and that hero is totally overpowered. He basically defeated our entire team 5v1.
What?
Yes.
No.
That
explain.
Hero needs to be nerfed to the ground.
Explain how that happened.
Okay, basically his Q ability, right?
Yeah.
Goes forward like a stun, which is similar to Earthshakers, except it doesn't bring up the wall. So it's a stun, but it also delivers a guaranteed critical strike. So this hero, because he got like early game farm and gold, you know, the way it works, he rushed some high damage items and he was basically critical striking us with like one shot in 3 minutes. It's crazy. Yes.
That's a bit mad. I mean, that's like Phantom Assassin levels of critical strike in like the early game.
Yeah, except this is guaranteed, so it's even worse.
That's terrible. I mean, like,
I'm assuming they'll tweak him.
Yeah, obviously, at some point. Something that worries me though is they made a change to Crystal Maiden's ultimate ability. Where if you now buy Augment Scepter, which upgrades your ultimate ability, it applies Frostbite, the current level of Frostbite, to all people who are in your Frost Nova, or your ulti called? Your ulti ability. If a hero is in there for more than 2.5 seconds, they get Frostbite attached to them, which basically means that Crystal Maiden is now probably the scariest little slow character in the world as a support.
Exactly.
If she gets an argument.
And also, a level 10 perk, one of the options is plus 50 damage. So you're going to end up seeing Carry Crystal Maiden soon.
What? I think it's time to start playing a little bit more Dota.
This new patch is crazy. The talent tree stuff, like, just changed the entire game.
That's awesome. Yeah. I really like that because it's been a long time coming. Like, I felt that the game has... There's been some really cool stuff. Like, the Underlord patch was really cool. The patch that was running while TI was running was really, really awesome, especially for the pro games. But I've just kind of felt like, I need something else. I need something different. I need something that isn't boots, regen, all of that sort of stuff. I need something that kind of challenged me, and I really hope that this patch does that for me.
Yeah, this patch definitely changed the entire game. You'll see when you play your first match, there's so many different things. They also changed the entire map, just by the way.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that.
All pathways and things like that are gone, so if you, like, muscle memoried your juking spots, they no longer exist.
That's terrible, because now I have to learn all my juking spots again.
Exactly.
So essentially, you're basically telling us that the reason you're not going to Shadows is because you're going to be basically playing Dota for the rest of the year.
Pretty much.
You're learning the entire game.
Well, I apologize for calling you Shadows. I don't mean Shadows. What do I mean? Addicts. That's it. That's the word I wanted to use.
Right. I think that just about wraps up our time for this edition of the podcast, actually.
Okay, awesome. I thought we were going to do some Christmas content.
No, that's next week.
That's next week. Cool. I was talking about stuff like Destiny and Hitman's Holiday
and Overwatch.
Can talk about that quickly if you want.
No, that's quite all right, Brendan. We don't have time.
Fine, we'll save it for next week.
And we'll save it for New Year's when it's out of date. you know. So if anyone has any problem about the Overwatch or Hitman or Destiny content that they're not hearing about, Brendan lives at number 32 Douglas Avenue, Craig Hall Park. And no, he doesn't. But anyway,
I don't even know if that street exists in Greenville Park.
No, he doesn't live there.
Right.
So thank you very much, Sahil. We should do this again, especially now that I've learned how to say your name without fucking it up. And thank you very much. Thank you very much, Brendan.
Thank you,
and,
Nick.
Thank you. And just in case you missed it at the beginning of this podcast, although I have no idea why you would have missed it because you've listened to the podcast all the way through up until this point, Today's AfriCast was brought to you by HTXT's Gear of the Year research in association with Axis Work Group, your distributor of choice for premium brands including Cisco, HP, and Logitech. Log on to htxt.africa today and click on the Gear of the Year link. Your entry could win you 30K in tech prizes that include a gaming laptop and an ultra-widescreen monitor. And entries close on the 20th of December. The results will be announced on HTXT and Tech Made Easy in January.
So enter.
Enter or be damned. Right. We'll be back with a Christmas podcast next week, and after that the office closes for a while. So yeah, see you next week, and after that, see you in 2017.
Cheerio!
Bye.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.